Bad play. Bad play. Thought that was a critical play. Thought that definitely gave them a lot of momentum. And for whatever reason, we didn't recover, you know, as well as we would have liked. They had got a touchdown out of that, which you just can't put your defense in a bad spot like that. And I think they had the punt return after that. And just a bad decision. Certainly at a bad time. Certainly a play I'd like to have back. Really, really bad decision by me.
On the 4th and 6 later, I think at that point you're down like 20-7 and you guys go for it. Did they surprise you with the way they blitzed there?
No, actually didn't blitz. 3-man rush on that play. So, anytime you know the head coach gives you the go ahead to go for it, you certainly like him showing confidence in you, and you like to be able to get it. So, thought I had Tammy early. Just I wasn't sure if he had enough depth for the first down because they dropped, and so I was coming off to the second read, and they ran a little game I think and got free. So. Like I said, disappointed that we didn't get that because the head coach says go for it. He's putting confidence in you, and I thought we let him down.
Is it this place, this team, or some combination of both that makes it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, this is 2014, and I thought in today's game, thought they were better than us. I thought we were pretty dead average on offense. I thought I was, very – below average, didn't play well. That's all I can speak for is really me. I got to play better, and got to do that starting next week.
But you don't see this have any relation to anything that's gone on in the past?
I'm sure. I guess I'm not smart enough to draw that many connections. I kind of take them one year at a time. Different players, We just didn't, on offense, didn't do the things that we talked about doing. And, that starts with me. I got to play better. That's pretty plain and simple. Quarterback stinks. Usually you're not going to win many games.
Was there anything about Belichick's plan or their defensive plan that surprised you or confused you?
No. Just didn't. We had some chances. I mean, moved the ball, got down there a decent amount to come up with, I guess, missed field goal, fourth down stop, and then the second half got down there a decent amount too and came away with no points. So, third downs, I guess, weren't very good there, but 3 for 11.
Was the wind a factor early?
I didn't feel like it. I felt like I kind of was throwing it kind of where I wanted to, so I couldn't say that.
Peyton, could you ever imagine throwing for 400 yards and being this hard on yourself that you didn't play?
Yeah, I don't get into that. I mean, obviously, I guess we threw it about the same amount of time, same amount of attempts as they did, but that's more than we wanted to throw, coming into the game. So obviously, it means that you. You can still win a game that way, but you got to have some other things working for you. So that was more than we wanted to throw. The score dictated that. Running game was kind of a grind all day, so we got to find a way to be more effective when we throw it, and find a way to score more touchdowns and certainly protect it. It's kind of football 101.
Defensive ends do occasionally drop, but they don't usually drop that well or that hard, do
they? Yeah, it was his own blitz. Like I said, he was in the right place at the right time. I give him credit. I give them credit. I can't make that throw. The first down play, we're just getting ready to start, kind of get going. We just got the first down, I think, before that. So, it was bad football. About right there by me.
Nick committed interception. Was that a matter of being pulled by the coverage or just make a bad throw there?
I don't think I can say it much plainer than what I've been saying. It's bad, bad football, I guess. Take it how you want to take it, I guess. So I don't think I was, I don't know if I was necessarily fooled, I guess. I just, it was a bad decision, I guess. And certainly, like I said, a throw you like to have back.
In some ways, Peyton, you know, the last couple of weeks were kind of anointing your team. It looked like you guys are the team to beat, and you're going back. You think maybe this can be a
check? I mean, you got to do it every week. I mean, it's you know, and we have been doing it pretty well every week. We've been you know, executing, you know, on Sundays and. And, you know, making some plays and doing what we've been taught to do. And so, but you got to do it every week. You know, I got to do it every week. It's not, you know, and it's like, talking to Dave Logan, and he said, I never heard you say you stink before. And I said, well, I don't usually stink, but I stunk today. And so, you know, and I don't make any excuses. You know, I don't say, well, it happens every now and then. You know, like I said, you don't need to let it happen, and you got to play better. You got to practice better. I don't know. Had we practice all week? I thought we practiced okay. I didn't really thought we would have played better. I give them credit. I mean, they made some plays and did a number of things, good on their side of the execution part of it. You know, probably executed better than we did overall. But I still think that, I need to play better. That usually can overcome some things. And I didn't do that today.
Time for a few more guys. Peyton, what did they do to take away Julius? He wasn't targeted in the first half.
I don't know. I guess I kind of see the film, I guess. Nothing. I mean, you know, they put a corner on him every now and then. You know, they put 24 and 39 on him every now and then. You know, he made a nice play on his touchdown play. So, you know, that's something I'm sure that we need to take a look at, you know, how to get him more involved. You know, we've always done a pretty good job of getting guys involved, which helps them throughout the game. And so that's on me too. I got to find a way to get him the ball. You know, he's a playmaker, so I probably should have gotten the ball to him more with some, you know, different things and, whatever plays, you know, recall finding a way to, just to get him involved. You know, that's something I could have done better because, I feel like we're at our best when I'm getting him involved.
Hey, do you think you might see them again in January?
I can't speak that far ahead. I'm just, like I said, I'm not that smart. And we got Oakland next week, division game, you know, on the road again. We got to be better on the road. You know, we got to play. What are we, 1-2? On the road, and you know, probably didn't, you know, play our best up there in New York. So, got to play better on the road. And you know, division games are always tough, and you know, great familiarity between, you know, us and the Raiders. So, we got to kind of regroup, and it's something we have done in the past. We have, you know, bounced back and played better, and got to start on the practice field. So, that's what we expect to do, and. Go practice well and hopefully, you know, play better next week.
Last one, Mark.
Disappointment in yourself or frustration with the result, is it any more because it's against a premier AFC team, or does it matter whether it's New England or
I think I think no matter who you were playing, if I played like I did today and we got beat like we did today, I would like to think I'd be just as disappointed, you know. So I don't really feel it's more because it's one particular team, I guess. I mean, it's your job. It's your job to execute and perform, and that's what I expect to do, you know, of myself. And when I don't do it, I'm disappointed. And I want to do my job better, no matter who we're playing. And hopefully we can do that starting next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Go ahead.